you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Comments and other TNT nonsense is on Instagram at TNT Radio Empire. So give us a follow. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
At an antique store in Cortez, Colorado.
Yeah.
A woman went in there and she was horrified.
Push, I'm out of ink. I need a new funny pen.
Oh, okay.
See right right there. Throw him one. Yeah, yeah. Jeez. Like Push coming in here, Nick's right there.
No, I don't want those kind.
No, yeah.
No, he's particular about his pens.
Yeah, there are.
I get it.
You got one of these?
Look.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that is a new version of a funny pen.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's not the same old one. They quit making the old funny pens.
I have an old funny pen too. That white one there. It's an old funny bone pen.
That is an old funny bone pen. But I'm talking about an old funny pen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's different entirely.
It's got to be something.
What he used to use as a funny pen, they don't even make anymore.
Yeah.
I have one left in the office years ago.
Yeah,
and he's that anal about it?
Should have stashed some.
Well, see, I just happen to know what the funny pen is, or I should say was.
I understand, but Nick gave him a real brand new pen. And
that's not a funny pen.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, that's not a funny pen.
I get it. It's not the same.
It's not a funny pen. So out of Cortez, Colorado.
Yeah, I don't have any more funny pens in the cabinet.
Oh, no.
I can go up and look in the closet up front, but I'd make no guarantees.
All right, well, I need something in the meantime.
Give him one of the funny bone pens.
Yeah, use a bone.
Use a pen there.
The funny bone pen will have to substitute until I can find maybe a funny pen.
Yeah,
it says funny on the side.
Supply closet if you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't even know if we have any up there, so I'll look.
Like there's a sense of accomplishment when you use a pen all the way through all the ink that was in there.
Yeah, it apparently makes you funny, too. Mm. Or not.
The same with the lighter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you smokers, probably,
That's when I worry about how much I'm smoking. When I start going through lighters, that's not good.
Or I finished that lighter.
Yeah.
That's a sense of accomplishment. Man.
To not lose it.
Yeah, to hang on to it.
Oh, I thought you meant
long.
Just to get rid of it. Like
no, that's a sense of accomplishment.
No, to not lose it.
Oh, I guess that's a point.
To actually finish it.
Yeah.
Or some, because I'm kind of lighter klepto.
Yeah.
I'll tend to just slip it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called a thief.
No, because I'm really not consciously stealing from you. I'm just slipping it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah.
A lot of people are.
Yeah, it's just instinct. You light your bowl and you put your lighter in your pocket.
You take thieving your lighter.
You light the bowl with somebody else's lighter, you put it in your pocket.
You steal
natural
it.
Natural instinct.
Steal it.
It's not stealing.
It's funny. It's
unintentional.
There's a lighter sitting out here in my studio on a tape deck that's hooked up out here. Tom Dustin, our comedian pal.
Right.
He put that, I don't know, he borrowed it from somebody. He thought it came to us. I swear to God, this was 2 years ago at least.
Yeah.
And that lighter has been sitting there virtually untouched since.
Does he know where it's at? Did he get it last time he was in town?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know why, but he set it there that day. I remember seeing him. He's like, here, this is somebody's. And I've left it sitting there ever since.
All right.
So we got a spare.
We do. We have a lighter out here.
There's no more funny pens, but we got a lighter.
Yes, we do.
Start a fire.
And I don't even know whose it was.
Yeah, I see that every day when we record stuff. And I wonder what the hell is Puss keeping a lighter around for?
It's probably something Todd stole.
Just in case someone thinks that they're missing one, there it is.
Right.
From a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we'll have some comic come in the next few months. I left a lighter here about 2 years ago.
Right.
You ever have it?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Maybe.
Yeah, Dustin had that.
Yeah.
So Nicola Shanks is a stay-at-home mom with an African-American daughter. She was at the Antique Corral in Cortez, Colorado, and ran across a set of white-only signs.
Yeah. Well, in the antique store.
Yeah.
Like you could buy
public
for
swimming
purposes.
Pool, white-only, and we serve colored carry-out only.
Oh, man. Had to explain that to the daughter?
Well, no. She said that it was something that she expected to see at the Jim Crow Museum, not in a local antique store.
Yeah, because somebody probably buying them and hanging them up.
Yeah, who collects those?
Well, a lot of people do.
Well, collecting is one thing.
They're a sign that, you know, they're a piece of history. The woman that runs this antique store says that she's been selling them for years without complaint.
So she's making new ones.
She said it's part of history, kind of like, look how far we've come. But Ms. Shank says,
I'm not buying that.
I don't know if that's real.
I'm not buying that.
The way to show how far we've come is to not sell those type of things anymore?
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Maybe?
We know those signs existed, and they are in museums.
Right, you can relegate that to a museum.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, so, good. Oh, no. I hope the girl running this is a racist.
Doesn't need to go up in your garage by your rebel flag.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a little bit worse than that.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
oh,
no. It's a little bit worse than that.
Good.
Because these are not actual antique signs. Yes. They're replicas.
Yes.
Ah, there you go.
That's it.
Damn.
So there's actually a demand for these.
Apparently, there's a demand for replica Jim Crow signs.
It was history, says the white guy.
You got any more of those whites-only signs?
Yeah. I need them.
My buddy got them, and I really want some.
No, but we'll make some new ones.
God. Need them for my Jim Crow cafe.
Right. It always reminds me. I've told a story before, and I was in Gettysburg a couple years, just a year or so ago. I was there also recently. It was raining that day, and we're down there visiting my daughter, and a guy walks into the store we were at. There's a ton of stores, a big downtown there in Gettysburg with all kinds of antiques and restaurants and stuff. And he walks in and goes, you got any umbrellas? And there were like two holes, that, and one was empty, and the one was full. And the one was full still had Confederate flag umbrellas. And she goes, yeah, all we got is that. And he goes, no thanks.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, he's not going to walk around with a Confederate flag umbrella.
Right, because they lost at Gettysburg.
They lost at Gettysburg, The turning point in the war, by the way. And he just said, nah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll just be wet.
Or was there equal bloodshed on both sides?
Well, everybody dies, but the U.S. The USA won.
Yeah.
The Americans won.
I don't know about the battle.
The other guys are Americans, too, but they were traitors.
Yeah, but America won that war.
Right, yeah. That was a turning point in the battle, yeah. Huge.
So the antique store owner.
Yeah.
It was a big possession.
Yes.
And the union
big drive.
Came
through.
The Colorado antique store owner.
They had to convert.
Yeah, we
which they sell other things other than antiques. They sell things other than antiques, apparently. She told KDVR that as soon as these stories went around online, she started getting threats and she started being bullied. People threatened to burn down her store. However, she said, because of the publicity, all of the signs sold out.
Of course they did. There's racist and
she
necks
also
everywhere.
Says she's not going to get any more. She didn't want to hear about it.
Good. Well, she should have been selling to begin with.
That sales guy's going to keep
going.
She
does not regret getting them in the first place, she said.
They're replicas, though.
Well, why would you sell them if they sell out?
Because it's wrong.
Because she doesn't want to hear about it.
Oh, it's also wrong.
Because she has principles?
No, she never did.
No. She says she has no regrets at all. Not at all. She said she never thought anything about it. She said it's just crazy how so few people can cause one person so much misery.
Oh, come on. Oh,
there's a very few people who are giving her misery.
Oh, yes, you're the break victim. Out the violin.
You're the victim, lady.
Show her pictures of the Jim Crow era. Shut up. Keeping the white lady down.
Yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's just not enough antiques out there. Right. We got to bust out the whites-only stuff.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's hard to shop for Grandpa.
And you mean that, like, literally, your Grandpa.
Yeah, right?
Grandpa remembers.
Right.
Fondly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harken back to a simpler time.
I'm watching a documentary on something on one of the movie channels called Hitsville. You've probably seen it.
Showtime. I think it's on Showtime.
Yeah, it's about Motown. And this is 67, 68, and they're touring the South with the Motown action. White people loved Motown, but they were showing the crowds. And, you know, these theaters they were in was one aisle right down the middle. Whole left side white people, whole right side black people. And that was it. Obviously, the fountains. Now, you grew up, you were really, really young down South.
Yes.
Do you even remember the fountains?
Oh, no. Okay. That was, I was born post-separate fountain.
At least in your era, your time.
Where I was,
I'm telling you, if you
I know you're born post, but I thought maybe some laying around.
You get a chance.
I didn't see any.
Watch The Green Book.
Yeah, I want to see that. I heard it's great.
Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali.
That's based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Won Best Picture last year. He won Best Actor from
Mahershala. That was Best Picture, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I happened upon it one night here a few weeks ago. Yeah. Like 2 minutes in, and I hung with the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It was a wonderful movie.
One 100-year-old turtle from Galapagos is credited with saving his species from the brink of extinction.
Give me the details of that, because I saw the headline.
He fathered at least 800 descendants since the 60s.
Man.
That's prolific.
Diego the Sexy Tortoise, as he is referred to by the French press agency.
I'm guessing agency.
Yeah.
He was just one of two males alive in his species, along with 12 females on Española Island.
So he had a choice. He could bang them all, right?
The turtle joined a breeding program, and who doesn't want to?
Yeah. No. Where do you sign up for that?
Moving from the San Diego Zoo to Santa Cruz Island, where he naturally reproduced with 1,000 tortoises,
so
along with 14 other adults.
They basically flew that turtle to Sex Island for turtles.
He's going to be returned to his native island along with most of his species lineage.
He's like a thoroughbred horse.
They fly him in from a zoo. He's got all turtles laying on the beach ready to get banged.
Tortoise hedonism.
Yeah, he's loved. Yeah, tortoise hedonism, exactly.
You need me to do what?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Oh, and now that one? And now that one?
There's
and now that on. One? I'm on it.
Was he a scientist or something on CBS Sunday morning, rattling off all these, they were gone.
Yeah.
And we lose a lot of species of animals every year.
That was the octopus one,
nobody
right?
Nobody really notices.
They rattled off a bunch.
No, but the octopus, there was an octopus that lived to only 3 to 5 years, so I didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all those... The turtles are going to have to bang their cousins then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Because if they've all got the same dad, wouldn't there be the inbreeding?
Yeah, there's issues there.
Yeah.
And he pointed out that we should be concerned about this because we are also a species of animal. And we're on that list sometime.
Yeah.
I told you, just butt stuff.
Yeah, there'll be a time.
Where's a turtle's butt?
Right, when humans are extinct.
Good question.
Nick? Okay.
It's got to be around the tail.
Oh, there will be. That's going to happen. Yeah.
You know, because we all animals, including humans, need clean air, clean oceans.
No, we don't. It's all fake.
Yeah,
it's all
actually,
fake. That's all fake.
Do.
You're buying into left-wing slant of the show, Todd. Whoa, Craig.
That's what I think about all that.
That's really the left-leaning slant here is when somebody just goes to rip ass.
Somebody blamed Dr. Mina for buying into us. No, she doesn't buy in anything that we do. We just happen to agree on certain subjects. That's just luck of the draw.
If you've listened to the show, you should know she has no problem telling us we're wrong.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, Jeopardy's pissing people off again.
This was not the greatest of all time tournament.
No.
This is a regular episode of Jeopardy.
Yeah, the day-to-day.
I have not seen because I've been concentrating on the greatest of all time. I can only watch so much Jeopardy in a day, believe it or not.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Wow.
I mean, this greatest of all time, it's two games. It's an hour long. So they're playing two games.
Yeah.
That's I'm maxed out at two games. Fries my brain otherwise.
He's acting like we asked.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense.
Oh, I don't care.
I know you don't.
I'll volunteer.
I know you will.
So apparently on the Jeopardy, a contestant gave a wrong answer.
Uh-oh.
After identifying, and you can see how people get all ticked off about this. Apparently, she, let's see, the Jeopardy told a contestant that she gave a wrong answer after identifying Jesus' place of birth, the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem, as being in Palestine.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, don't even do that. That's not nice. The incident took place in the opening round of Jeopardy on Friday when Katie Needle was given the clue, built in the 300s A.D., the Church of the Nativity, under the category, where's that church? Needle went with Palestine, but was told it was wrong. One of the other contestants buzzed in with the reply, Israel. Alex said, yes, that's correct. The Church of Nativity, declared a World Heritage Site, is located in Bethlehem in the West Bank, which is internationally recognized as part of Palestine.
Oh, see, now Jeopardy is wading into the war, basically the whole Middle East crisis.
They waded into the Middle East crisis on this one, accidentally.
Right.
Yeah, because when Jesus was born, it wasn't Palestine.
Right. So what happened? She had the money back?
That just happened on Friday.
That's interesting.
All right.
No,
I know.
Really.
But Jeopardy's ticking people off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're pissing off the Middle East.
I don't anticipate
you want to piss off.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess I'm not going to do well in the category, where's that church?
You might.
Millions of churches around the world. Pick one that's not in a controversial area on the map.
Yeah.
You might
be surprised.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's general knowledge.
Right. There you go, Todd. Let us know how you do that. Call somebody.
Not us.
I'll report it the next day.
I know. Is this championship? I mean, I am asking this question. Is the championship thing done?
No.
Okay.
No, it could be done tomorrow night.
All right. You know,
tonight, they got The Bachelor.
Okay, no was the answer.
So right. Tomorrow night, Ken Jennings wins tomorrow night, it's done.
All right.
I didn't ask that. You're like, oh, no, I don't remember asking. We were driving down the interstate, and I pointed out, I'm like, oh, that's where I used to have Little League practice. And my youngest son goes, well, I don't remember asking. Like, screw you.
Smack down.
Yeah.
We want to smack
like,
your
I've answered so many stupid questions that you've asked.
Right. Your lip. Yeah.
Don't you hate when your kids become smart asses because of you?
Because of you, yeah.
Right.
Like, you know that's all your fault, Nick. Oh, it's totally my fault.
Yeah. Well, I remember asking. Right. Thanks, Dad.
That's good preparation for being on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to get that a lot.
Right. The student has become the master.
Oh, I might not be as rude to Nick.
Probably not.
Take me a few years and I will be.
Oh.
You're right. We're all pretty rude to each other's questions here, so you'll get used to that.
I'm used, yeah. I have training.
Yeah, no. I don't remember asking Dad. Nobody cares,
and he's
Dad.
How old?
Yeah.
He's 11.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It gets worse.
Make it to 12.
It does get worse.
A couple more years, he'll know just where to stick the knife between your ribs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what I get from the 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah. He's all over that.
When he's deciding to talk to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it's not
you're
too
questioning
long
that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That they start liking and respecting you.
Mm?
They might even think you're funny.
Mm. Yeah, I'm waiting for that. Sometimes with the 16-year-old, it's hard to even like find stuff to talk about. Like, they'll be like, well, you're still wearing pants, huh? Like, I don't know. They'll be like, yeah, Dad, I'm wearing pants.
They kind of got all the answers at that age, so they don't really need your input.
Yeah. We don't have to talk.
I don't remember being that kind. I'm not saying my kids are disrespectful, but I don't remember being the asshat to my dad the way that the kids throw in jabs to us.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And not to my dad. My dad never hit me, believe me. Never hit me my whole life. But I remember just, I don't think I would say, hey, nobody asked Dad. If he actually pointed out where he played Little League ball, first of all, it's where I played it. So, but the bottom line is I would say, oh, I love his stories about, even then I like those stories. I might have rolled my eyes somewhere, but.
Yeah,
I would never be that smart ass. Is it we just raising our kids to be smart ass because we are?
Yeah,
I think so.
That's it.
Yeah, it's nurture.
It is nurture.
We deserve it.
Yeah, we definitely do.
And Ed knew not to hit you because he'd break his hand on that big ass noggin.
Last week on a United Express flight from Dulles International Airport on its way to Newark, maybe that's a clue, Matt Dingley reportedly began acting erratically and stormed the cockpit as the plane neared Newark. passenger Mike Egbert told WNBC, this guy was in a full sprint right up to the cockpit, hits the cockpit, starts banging on it.
Oh,
a flight attendant, described as a petite woman, attempted to intervene. Dingy, quote, or Dingley, rather, quote, was clocking her.
Whoa.
Another passenger on the plane apparently had law enforcement experience and was able to help get the situation under control. As the Port Authority police was getting Dingley into custody, he picked up a police officer and threw the police officer onto his back, according to Egbert. Six Port Authority officers were injured during the incident, although they are reportedly expected to recover. The flight attendant taken to a hospital. She's been released.
And you just want a second cocktail?
Dingley has been charged with aggravated assault, criminal trespassing, resisting arrest, and interfering with transportation, according to NJ.com.
What a dick. Well, what were the drugs?
There's no word on that. No word on him being under the influence
Of boy?
Anything.
If he took some dudes down, he's probably a big guy.
Yeah, he would have to be. Yeah.
Sounds like powders.
Right. That's going to be the next rap that a flight attendant has with me, an Al Donkey. Yeah. We can't give you a second one, sir, because you'll go all dingly on us.
Well, he is brewing the alcohol for us.
He kind of is.
But
I think that was more than vodka.
Oh, definitely. That
He should have put his PCP in the amnesty bin.
Yeah. Well, and he might have been a jerk to start with, you know?
That too.
Right. He might have been just naturally chemically imbalanced.
Right.
Yeah, what if he was sober?
Yeah, you're right. You might
It's horrifying if he's sober. Yeah.
Well, some people suggested that he may have had an issue with, you know, when he realized he was going to Newark. And they said, you know, fasten your seatbelts as we're about to go down to Newark.
Yeah, but New York City's right there.
Yeah. Still, it would suck, though, to be on a plane when somebody goes nuts like that. It really would.
Yeah. Well, but still, they landed and everything.
Well, here's the deal. Say you're sitting at those expressways. They're probably usually two seats all the way up and down. Maybe two and three, but sometimes just two. And sometimes just two and one. I've been on all those flights. And so this guy runs up, and he's beating up a little girl, basically a petite. And you're sitting up there. If you're an able-bodied man, which we all still are,
right,
you have to get up.
You stand up and take a punch.
You have to get up and get your ass kicked.
Yes,
and
you
hopefully
do.
Somebody else helps you.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to do it. You can't just sit there and go, oh. And he's just pounding a 5'4" girl.
I hope she's going to be okay.
Right? Yeah.
You look around. Is somebody bigger on the plane?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't somebody going to help her?
We'd all jump up and do that, but we all don't want to do that.
No. Right. No, I'm going to get clocked.
I'm going to get killed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get hurt in this whole deal.
Do everything, but he could punch really hard back, and I'll go, ow.
He's got a head start on me. Well, he's already ticked.
Pissed off.
Yeah, so he's got a head start on me.
That's when you hope there's another just big, huge dude in the plane that wants to kick ass.
Yeah.
And that ain't this group.
Right.
No.
Sorry to put you in there, Mr. Crane.
That's all right.
You're a regular looking dude like the rest of us.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So I think that's what sucks so much about that. I got to stand up. All the women are looking at you. Yeah, you think I can help? Yeah. I've tried, but
look at me.
I'm four vodkas in. Let's see what happens. I'm going to stand up and get my ass kicked. My reactions are a little slow right now.
You have
I'm
no way of
drunk.
Knowing this, but I just got done with radiation.
Yeah, that's when Greg used the cancer card.
Exactly.
I'm sick, lady.
I couldn't.
There was a lady in front of him.
Just couldn't. Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah, I'd love to, but I'm sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw an old lady in front of you.
You can't just sit there and watch it.
No, you can't. Yeah.
Man, he's really wailing on that chick.
Yeah.
On a plane.
On a plane. Mm-hmm.
Trying to get in the cockpit.
Right.
Yeah, you can't have that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you got to try still, at least take his legs out.
Air marshals? Or is that just on select flights?
I don't know. No, I think there was a bunch after 9/11. I'm not really sure there still is a bunch of them now.
I don't know.
You wouldn't know. I'm not allowed to say anything.
No. California Highway Patrol performed a high-risk stop on a vehicle in Stockton, California.
I would think the air marshal would be painfully obvious now because he's the only guy whose head is not buried into a device.
Yeah, and you can't read, right? Mm-hmm. You're on those. You see, I know a guy that used to do that. He couldn't read, and he definitely couldn't drink. So I'm thinking that's a crappy flight.
But if he's towards the back of the plane, nobody's looking
at
him.
No, they always sit up front.
I think they're always up close.
Yeah, up front. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Kind of protecting the
they
cockpit.
They did back in the day, so.
Yeah, and you're right. They only hire guys who can't read.
Right. No. They're not allowed to read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old FBI agent that can't read. Yeah. That's a good bit.
It's hard to find.
You got a short one or not, Craig?
California Highway Patrol performed a high-risk stop on a vehicle in Stockton, California, after drivers alerted authorities about a young girl holding a handmade sign reading, "Help me, she's not my mom, help." The officers and a canine unit discovered it was just a hoax.
Oh.
The girl reportedly, quote, "thought it was a fun thing to do," end quote. The girl's mom, who was driving, was not in on the prank. After confirming the incident was bogus, police let the mom and the daughter go so that the mom could, well, you know, give the daughter what for at that point.
I used to do this. It was a prank I used to do to my mom. I was older, though. I was probably about 17 or even 18, home from college, and I would... If one of my buddies or my dad was waiting for me in the driveway, I'd leave the house and I'd yell, "Stop hitting me, Mom," and I'd run to the car.
Yeah, but this
I was a grown man. It was funny.
But
was
this kid, I
"Stop hitting me," I'd run.
This kid, I'm putting her up for adoption and making it true. Yeah. Yep, I'm not your mom anymore.
No,
goodbye.
Not. If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.